You're listening to Radyo Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM, where all Filipinos are Filipino enough.
Mabuhay, Lizami. My name is Veronica, host of this podcast, Everything is Political, broadcasting here at Radyo Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM. Apologize, I'm quite sick. I had like a stomach flu or food poisoning. And the other person who's speaking is
Matsil, the wife.
It's my podcast, so I get to choose who's coming into my podcast. But yeah, it's been a while since I had my podcast on here at Radyo Kapwa. And I think the last episode that was aired here was me talking about the etymology of the word Kapwa. And actually, I was mistaken in a sense that what I said previously was my own interpretation of what, like, Kapwa, when I unpacked it, like when I decortiqué it, it's actually what I thought meant. But of course, Matilde here actually did do the research. I mean, such a librarian of art to do that. And I was mistaken. It actually meant ka puang. And puang means space or like gap. Like, you know, when you're parking, you'd be like, okay, may puang pa. There's still more puang. There's still more gap. You can back it up. And this is a good time and good way and good opportunity for me to once again, the relevance of sound kapwa and the relevance of having a space. It's been over 2 years now that Sound Kapwa has been founded. So clap, clap, clap. And I've been, you know, checking in to our members during our Kapwa walks and during the Kaartehan. So if you don't know those programming, do check us out, Sound Kapwa on Instagram. That's normally where we announce our programming. And when I ask them both, like on the record and off the record, I always ask them, like, how is their time with us, you know, as a member or just someone who just was brought by another friend. And a lot of them said similar themes of the space, so the puang. And I think that's very interesting because we all came from diverse backgrounds. So our members are either second gen, 1.5, you know, third gen, sometimes a mixed Filipinos, queer Filipinos, trans Filipinos, those who came from different provinces as well. So like, I always ask them, like, what kept them keeping coming to our programming? And, you know, some of them decided to volunteer and to actually help us create or coordinate our programmings, be it just like posting, be it just coming up, helping us with captions. Some people are more inclined to also provide their professional backgrounds, which is great, by the way. And it's been said before in our post about the reasoning behind the Kapwa walk is, you know, for our mental health, for movement. It started during peak winter, and, you know, we tend to just stay in our place just because it's so depressing outside. And as Filipinos, as island people, like, we took it for granted that we're exposed to sun a lot. Mm-hmm. And how that affect us, like, physically, physiology, and mentally. I mean, that's why people are, like, Filipinos are known to be also happy lang. Like, there's that positivity, and some people would say toxic positivity, but that's another conversation from another episode. For me personally, the Kapwa walk is an actual space to take over the spaces as Filipinos, because here in Montreal at Uptown, we're known to be like sticking to each other it's primarily at uptown area, so Côte-des-Neiges, Van Horn, Plamondon area. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think a lot of people find comfort when you get out of the metro station at Plamondon, and like you hear a lot of Filipinos speaking in different languages, but they're all Filipinos as well. A lot of restaurants as well, and lots of bakeries. And people, Filipinos who came from different provinces, some of them, they may not specifically know uptown. And the moment that I would bring them to uptown, they're just like, oh my God, like there's so many Filipinos in here, which is great because that's also the neighborhood I grew up in. And this is actually the neighborhood that I'm currently working at. But at the same time, Montreal is a tourist city. Mm-hmm. So because my parents are like work, like we'll go do vacation once we're more stable, we didn't really have that much of an opportunity to actually explore the Montreal itself. Because, you know, like when you go out, well, you have to spend money and money is tight. And it sucks. So Mile End was one of the neighborhoods where I'm just like, oh my God, all of these people are expressing themselves. Look at their attire. Lots of cafe, lots of artists.
We talked about this, but before you met me, you never actually went to the neighborhood that I'm from.
Yes.
Or even, well, you went to the neighborhood that I went to high school in, right? In Saint-Michel.
Yes, because Marché Danton is right there.
Yeah, so the Marché Opus, that's the only reason you went there.
Yeah, true.
Which is funny. Because I think I went to Côte-des-Neiges more often.
I mean, again, it just goes to show that like my parents are just here, we're here to work, you know, and we brought our children are here to study and such. Like, I think what's missing, and it will come up later on, like that sense of belonging was not there. Mm-hmm. Because what you see at Côte-des-Neiges is what you might see the future where you are at, not necessarily what you wanted to be at. So seeing people just chilling at the like on the bench, like right beside like Café Olympico, or like eating like one big hot Saint-Viateur.
Like enjoying yourself in this space, right?
And that pahinga aspect of it as well, of just taking time for yourself and just chilling and just enjoying like your surroundings, walking in the Ruelle and such. I think this is what we see in the movies, right? This is what we see in the movies where like 10 a.m. in the morning, tu passes dans un café, tu prends ton café, puis tu prends un croissant. And then after that, you're like, I'm chilling here. Or like, you're here to like write some of your thoughts. You know what? Like the movies were like the typical lesbian who have like a notebook and then they're writing their thoughts type of thing. And I think that's something that was lacking in our community, just because it's not encouraged for us to take a moment to kind of like self-reflect. And when I went to Mile End, I saw a lot of people just taking it easy. Mm. Like, how is that possible? Like with my colonized capitalist mentality of work.
Let me tell you why, okay? Because Mile End is the most gentrified neighborhood in all of Montreal by far. It was the first to be gentrified. Mm. Second was probably Verdun and Saint-Henri.
That's true. Now it's Béret.
Yeah, but like there is something to say about the class differences in different neighborhoods in Montreal and the reason that you see people actively enjoying their day and slowing down is because they have the means to. Mm-hmm. Like it sounds so cliche, but time is money. It truly is.
Yep, it's true.
And I want to come back to what you said about enjoying the space in Côte-des-Neiges specifically.
Yeah.
Because we've had multiple conversations about this sense that a lot of Filipinos have, that Côte-des-Neiges is just a transitory neighborhood. You're not meant to stay there. Mm-hmm. You're meant to eventually evolve out of it and leave the lesser ones there, right? Yeah.
Those who are unable to leave, right? Mm. A lot of the neighborhoods there are apartment blocks, right? Compared to, let's say, places at Mile End where, you know, just if you think about the history of it and when it was built so that you will raise your child there. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's at least 2 to 3 like closed bedrooms. Mm-hmm. We'll stop. There's at least 2 to 3 bedrooms. Like, you can raise a child, like a family in mm-hmm. here, like in a place where we are right now. Like, you know, it's a space where you can grow a family. Yeah. Whereas, let's say, apartment blocks at Linton or like Guayi, where
they're more recently built.
Yeah, and it's smaller spaces. Yeah. And you don't necessarily have spaces to detendre. Like, well, yeah, you can go pass by at the park, right? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly it. Like, when you pass by, let's say, Van Horn Park or Mackenzie Park, there's just so much Filipinos. Mm-hmm. I think people who came from different provinces and I would bring them to those parks, it's just filled with a lot of people, namely a lot of Filipinos, but people also like, you know, Bangladeshi, Sri Lankan, like Ukrainians, you know. And I think it just goes to show the need to have a space to just be. Mm-hmm.
I'm curious because Montreal doesn't have, like, if you look at Canada, Montreal does not have the highest concentration of Filipinos. Toronto does, right?
No, we have like about 50,000 Filipinos
compared to
Toronto, who's probably like in the hundreds,
yeah,
or more.
But Toronto does not have those same public spaces, or at least the Toronto that I've witnessed. Which, to be fair, is not a lot. Like, I don't see those parks. I don't see those, like, communal spaces.
Yeah, it's true. I think it's like, a lot of people have pointed out that this is kind of like the French-Canadian side of Canada, of how we love our nature. I mean, I've never been in BC, so I wouldn't know, but I know BC is also, like, a nature province. But I think that Montreal, Quebec has really cemented themselves as someone who takes care of the nature. We have Ruel, and we take over these spaces because it's a communal spaces that we need to take care of, mm-hmm. because a lot of us uses it. If it's not me, it's my neighbor, right?
You know, that's so funny because we live right next to a Ruel that has been, there's definitely been a lot of love poured in that Ruel. Like, looking back to, because it's the Ruel from my childhood as well, right? Mm. It used to be so dingy. Mm. It used to be textile factories all over the place. And at night, literally, you could not go in the Ruel because bad things would happen. There was an arson at some point. Like, it was not nice. And now it's just so lovely. It's, like, family-centric. And last summer, I was kind of taken aback because there was a group that was doing a tour in the Ruel.
That is true, yes.
And they had a speaker and everything. And I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
What is going on?
I started laughing because in my head, I'm like, oh, they're doing couple walk too.
They're doing couple walk. But you know, I bet you these people paid for it. I bet you they were tourists who came in and booked a tour guide on Airbnb.
Yeah. Again, it just goes to show that we didn't have that type of opportunity. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I was younger, when I came in here, we would leave out of Montreal to go like Cabanasuc, you have to go out of Montreal anyway.
Yeah.
But like, it's not, we do touristic stuff outside of the island when the island itself is a tourist spot, you know?
Oh, it's funny you mentioned that because, yeah, the tourist spots on the island, a lot of the things that I grew up with just as a kid, like Marché Jean Talon, like that was part of my everyday. Marché Jean Talon, we went there every weekend to get our veggies. It's always been that way. And one of my sister's friends lived off island and they used to come like once a month to Marché Jean Talon, like for fun.
Yeah.
Like the entire day they would spend there. And I was like, what do you mean? And I wonder if people in the Old Port feel the same way. About like, yeah, just live here and people like ooh and awe about the whole thing.
I mean, listen, we got some of our friends who are like from Verdun and they would go to Little Italy and they would spend their afternoon there with their family.
Yeah.
I think like once again, like there's so many places and spaces that we can explore and
without using a car.
Exactly. I mean, again, like we have a good public transport system in here, mm-hmm. and I think that pretty much work in our favor when we're organizing Kapwa walks. Mm-hmm. And also and one thing that I want to mention in specifically, because I want to recenter it back to the importance of having space, mm-hmm. is that in a sense, we're kind of like reclaiming the space as Filipinos, because we're known to be just in uptown. But there are Filipinos in different neighborhoods as well. We just, you know, they didn't know better. Like, they probably knew they're like workers in here.
Or just because they could not find housing in Codenaj.
That is
they
also
really
true.
Wish that they were closer to the community.
That is
we
also
have friends
true.
Who don't live in the quote-unquote like Filipino area of Montreal, yeah. and who are expecting to move there soon-ish because they really want to be closer to the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's very important as well. But for me, it was more of like, these are different neighborhoods in Montreal, and mm-hmm. as Filipino, we can, and if we want to, we can stay just in uptown. But if not, like, look at the places at Verdun and look at all of his established Filipino-owned businesses as well. Mm-hmm. And it gives some sort of, like, sense of belonging. Like, you could be that. You could rent a house there. Or when we go for, like, when we go in as a group, people would be like, oh, what's happening? Is there, like, some sort of, like, event happening right now? And, I mean, I'm a self, like, self-bearer of the flag already. Like, I would always bring it. And I think it's
you
also like
a responsibility.
Yeah, I think it's like also like a conversation starter, just because we already had that notion of like proud to be Pinoy. And I think for the longest time I kind of rejected that, but like now I kind of want to reclaim it, but in my own way.
Yeah.
And one thing that we can reclaim it to is taking up spaces as well. Mm-hmm. Ironically, because Sant Kapwa still don't have like a physical space, mm-hmm. But we are
wherever. What is it? Home is where the heart is.
Exactly.
So wherever Kapwa is Sant Kapwa's home.
Yeah, and I think we're also been like privileged to be able to have access to spaces that was like lent to us by our partners. So that's been pretty great. Mm-hmm. And because we have those type of access, let's say like Shift Concordia has been our partner for a lot of our gatherings, like mm-hmm. physical gatherings, that really helped and cemented like members to just have a space where they can be. Mm-hmm. Like one thing that I have, like the teams that keeps on like appearing when I ask them is that, oh yeah, like no judgment. I came in here and that's it. And that the tambay aspect, tambay means just like chilling. Mm-hmm. So in the Kaatehan, they call it like a monthly tambay and like a monthly meetup for artists. Mm-hmm. And I think as Filipinos, we love to chill. We in the Philippines, like just outside, like mm-hmm. people are chilling right in front of the sari-sari store. Like you get yourself a Coke, you get yourself peanut, and then you text your friends and you're just chilling in there. Mm-hmm. And I think...
Or you just start a conversation with whoever passes by, right?
Yeah, we are just very sociable beings. Like, we just want to mm-hmm. talk. And I think one thing that I've noticed is that we want to connect, right? Mm-hmm. Not just with, you know, other Filipinos. We just wanted to connect. Mm-hmm. And people who came to our space, like Sant Kapwa, that's what they've been yearning for, mm-hmm. is to have some sort of connection and some sort of space where they are validated, they are recognized, and they are celebrated. Mm-hmm. Those are the space that's been lacking. And at the same time, because they are being validated, they're being celebrated, they started to have a sense of community and grow with this community. Mm-hmm. And at the end, they started healing, because our hidden agenda here is healing. Mm-hmm. The healing part is, friends and I always think about it, and we always do the wink wink part of like, look, they're having conversations.
Yeah.
Because again, we like to talk, but we don't want to talk about the not fun stuff, the heavy stuffs. And through talking to other people who went through the same as you, that sort of validation is a form of healing within itself. Mm-hmm. Someone came and they were like, oh my God, you're so queer. And yet mm-hmm. we don't, I mean, I do bring the pride flag, but like, yeah,
but Sound Kapwa is not like being put forward as like a queer org.
Yeah.
It's Filipino first, right?
Exactly. And I think that gives them sort of healing to know that I am not alienated here, whereas compared to
literally anywhere else.
And other like Philippine, because let's face it, there are a lot of Filipino organizations in here, mostly created by the older generation. Mm-hmm. And they have a complete mindset, the completely different mindsets. Mm-hmm. They came in here as workers. They needed to have some sort of solidarity and created their own community. But we are like the children of these immigrants. Mm-hmm. And our mindset is now, oh, I went to all of these Filipino events, but I'm being told I'm not Filipino enough. Mm-hmm. Because they never taught me the language. And the mere fact that like, Why do you expect me to speak Tagalog when both of my parents are Bisaya, right?
Yeah.
And how do you unpack that, right? And because our parents are always busy working, after their full-time job, they go to their part-time job. On the weekend, they do their like hustle, side hustles. Like they just never had the time. And it's not as if anyone can just pass down the knowledge of the language. Like, this is an expertise to be able to teach someone and pass down your language is like an expertise on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not encouraged and if you don't speak to them regularly, like again, language is a form of practice. If you don't practice it, then it will get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what differentiates our org and the importance of having space both physically but also just like in general is that when they came to our space, they come as who they are and we meet them where they are at. And slowly but surely we started, passing on little like educational stuffs, little like knowledge. And by speaking to different members of our org, they get to see a little bit of themselves within us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that stems perfectly with my first episode of Kaawa, of like, you know what, you've struggled, you're in a place in, I don't know, like Ontario, where it's not Toronto and there's not much Filipinos and you were always othered for XYZ reason, and you came in here and you're accepted who you are, and yet yeah, you don't speak the language, but like so is this person and so is this person.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean you're not Filipino enough.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those who has struggled with their queerness and being able to learn about our Babay lands,
mm-hmm.
Our pre-colonial practices and how our leaders before we were violently occupied by Spain, mm-hmm. that gives them something and that heals them. That like you are not strange, or what my mom would say, abnormal, right? We, our parents fought hard for us to integrate in this society, and that's just something that they know, right? Like they just want us to not be ostracized and not mm-hmm. be othered, and therefore they didn't really pass down the knowledge and yet shamed us for not knowing the knowledge of mm-hmm. who we are. And slowly but surely, with sharing this space, the Kapuang, with other Kapwa, they get to express who they are. They get to have connections with other members, and
on a level that is, yes, we connect to like identity factors such as like I grew up in a Filipino household or I grew up with in a Bicolano household, right? But also like other stuff, and I think that's what Kahartian embodies so well, which is like there is more to you than just your ethnicity. There is more to you than the language you speak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're a whole person and you're going to be able to connect with others based on so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to figure out what those things are.
Mm-hmm. And because we're like so intergenerational,
mm-hmm.
like you are exposed to like other Filipinos. It's like, oh, you're not a nurse? Oh, you're not a lawyer?
You pursued your actual interests over like what your mom wanted you to study.
Exactly. And I see that a lot more with youth when they find out like, wait, you draw?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean you're an ED? What do you mean you go to conferences, you know? And when you see their eyes of just like very much excited of their future,
yeah.
I think that's what having a space is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think we tackled a lot about the importance of having spaces. And for those whom we have not lost speaking to us here on my podcast, Everything's Political. Oh, wait, I haven't touched the reason why this is political. This is political because we forget that policies and laws affect the way we have access to actual physical spaces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're not goody-goody buddy-buddies with these politicians and we don't, you know, kiss their ass and like touch their feet, that we may not have the space that we needed to. And I think I'm so over that, that being like politikahin, like had to be, you need to be in good terms with them. And at the same time, we know exactly why they want to be goody-goody with us as well, because they want access to our Filipino community,
mm-hmm.
because that translates to voting.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to be in power is for them to get voted on. And the like Cotonaj area is where a lot of the density of Filipinos, and telling you right away that we are not political for XYZ reason. Our parents are, because they need to get their papers in order, right? And so they have to be goody-goody and like kisses and hugs with these politicians in order for their organizations to survive and get like what, $200 like donation.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they give more than that to other organizations. But yeah, it's political in a sense, because we tackle things like decolonization and like really rattling the cage and disrupting this system in here, which is a white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And most politicians are, you know, white. And if they didn't like our post because we said something about we are in, let's say, in support of Palestine, then that jeopardized, let's say, the grants, right? That jeopardized our access to have a physical space, because those who are in power at the moment have power to give you, provide you a space with like a rent that is cheap because we're a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to be aware of that circumstances, because it does affect us, our access to funding, our grants, our access to physical space. And we have already mentioned the importance of having a physical space, but for now we're getting by, so we're okay. Yeah, everything is political. Sharing is caring. So let's empower each other. If you're still listening to us, you're listening to Everything's Politikai, hosted by Veronica, broadcasting here at Radyo Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM. The background voices with me today is
Maxime,
who is the
conseillère en intégration français.
Oh, I was about to say the wife, but
the wife.
Sure, if you want to say your professional title, my love. So we will be back again on every first Wednesdays of the month on CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Veronica. Mabuhay. Para sa'yo, sa'yo.
sa'yo. Hindi na magbabago kahit anong pagsubo. Hindi ka papatalo. Ako'y para sa'yo. Ako'y para sa'yo.
Bienvenue à tous, nous sommes le 3 avril, je m'appelle Fanny Christo et vous écoutez à Radio Capua sur 90.3 FM. We are in the midweek just after the long weekend. I hope everyone had a joyeux Pâques or enjoyed the time off because it was an extra long weekend with Friday off and Monday off. If you were working, well, I hope you got that overtime because in this economy we gotta get paid. Myself, I caught up on some chores, cleaning up around the apartment, etc., etc., but also had the chance to catch a basketball game with the Montreal Tundra versus the Kitchener Titans. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, that's the new ball league called the Super League, where our team, the Montreal Tundra, play out of Centre-Pierre Charbonneau, just a 5-minute walk from Via Metro. I caught the game specifically because, one, Santa Capua's very own Joseph Espinoza works there, so I had to say what's up. And two, the Philippine Basketball Association of Montreal was part of the halftime show. And finally, three, tickets were only $1 that weekend. Normally, they're $25. So yeah, unfortunately, the Montreal Tundra, we lost, but it was a really close game, and we would have had it, but we missed a few key free throws in the end. Anyway, that was my weekend. I've said too much, and let's get back to our regularly scheduled programming. Normally, John Marvin Reyes is here to bring you the latest news from the Philippine diaspora, but he's been feeling a bit under the weather, so I'll be filling in for him again this week. So, anong balita? Pagasa declares start of warm and dry season. The Philippine Atmospheric, Geophysical, and Astronomical Services Administration on Friday declared the official termination of Amihan, or the Northeast Monsoon Season, marking the beginning of the warm and dry season in the country. Pagasa Administrator Nathaniel Servando said that the declaration of the Philippine summer is based on the analysis of the latest weather forecast. There is no summer in the country as it only has two seasons, wet and dry, but Filipinos refer to the dry season as their summertime. We expect the number of warm and drier days will increase in the coming weeks and the coming months, Servando said during a press conference for the celebration of the World Meteorological Day on Friday. The Pagasa official said that the effects of El Nino, a climate pattern associated with extreme heat and drought, is also expected to continue bringing higher temperatures and drier conditions in April until May. The State Weather Bureau said that the warm and dry season is expected to last until May. In a press release, it also noted that aside from warmer temperatures expected, rainfall across the country will be influenced mostly by easterlies and localized thunderstorms. Servando advised the public and concerned agencies to take precautionary measures to mitigate the impact of the warm and dry season on one's health, including risks of heat stroke. The public is advised to take precautionary measures to minimize heat stress and optimize the daily use of water for personal and domestic consumption, Pagasa said. And this article was brought to you by Rosette Adele and published on March 22, 2024 on the PhilStar Global website. So that's it for the weekly news update. Let's bump some tunes to help you get on with your day. We're going to vibe out, then come back for the community announcements. Once again, you've been listening to Radio Kapwa on 90.3 FM CKUT every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is Fanny Crystal, and I'll see y'all after this little musical break. Peace.
Sunny. Like Shawty, I do. Pull up a call and a few. Been through my wars and pursuits. Losses and wins, see a shot and a shoot. Talking to God and omniscient. Told me to stick to this vision. Hard to trust most of these futures are written. Ain't popping my ties, so I am driven. Dealing with things on my bench press. Seeing all the rappers and the meth heads. Never put regrets in your deathbed. This a killer cam, we gon' get fresh. This my redemption like Red Dead. Burying your worries is the next step. Cruising on road with less stress. Feast till you sure to give the best head. I can tell you ain't breastfed. Give the fortune teller new shades. Protecting my neck like the Wu-Tang. Crashing the jam, rolling them Wu-Tang. Sweeter man, give you toothaches. Know you been down, gotta get up. Dropped with the bad, never lit up. Know the got you fed up. 1,000 push-ups, keep your head up. Best take notes when the broke get they bit up. Hustle and grind to the sun up. I speak my peace with my gun up. Never give up with a gunner. You'll know what it is when we run up. It's all on me. It's all on me. Against all odds, made it out clean. It's all on me. Showing up, blowing up. Nothing ain't holding us going up. All my avenues open up. All the we fly over, bro. I started with a mind map. Light it cause we high class. Find me in a thigh gap. You want me, I'm a slide pass. Lose the way you turn, yours a dime bag. Light a bonfire for a cold earth. Loser f*** mine, I'm a slow burn. When she switched sides, I made her realize she was never really mine, it was her turn. Found her lack of faith disturbing. Beneath the surface, nothing certain. Shop a serpent, get it, grind and murk it. Fuck your purchase, talking, what's your purpose? Give me dome, give me space. On my dean, keep the faith. Getting cream, get the papes. Burn some trees for your aches. All my dream, put on tape. DNA of the ancient. Brick by brick, like a mason. Make a match the vibration. Fortune, the audacious. Blood, sweat, dedication. Hustling down to the sun up. I speak my peace with my gun up. Never give up with a gunner. You'll know what it is when we run up. It's all on me. It's all on me. Hey, against all odds, made it out clean. It's all on me one time. Hey, hustling down to the sun up. I speak my peace with my gun up. Sun up, I speak my peace with my gun up. Never give up with a gunner. You know what it's when we run up. It's all on me. It's all on me. Hey, I guess all odds when we made it out clean. Hey, it's all on me. Yeah.
See y'all ain't really ready. See my people just came in with their fire. Y'all niggas just sleep, bro. He just hits you left, right. You ain't even ready, bro. He said it's all on me. You got it. It's all on him. Run it.
And we are back from the musical break. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Radio Kapwa on 90.3 FM CKUT. FYI, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is Fanny Cristo, and to recap a bit, we started with our fellow Kapwa, Vero Bertiz, and her segment, Everything's Political. And we say that everything's political because Lahat Conectado, as in everything's connected. You can catch Everything's Political every first Wednesday of the month on Radio Kapwa, by the way. After that, we delivered our usual news update, and now we're about to get into some community announcements. Oh yeah, and between all of that, we played some of the illest songs made by Filipinx artists. Shout to my homie Scott Ramirez, aka Scott Pepito, from Toronto. My hometown, because he was on today's playlist. But yeah, just a heads up, we are going to be a bit sparse with the community announcements this week, because, well, honestly, it was a long weekend and we all deserve a break. Okay, first off, this event started every Sunday, March 31st, and it's Reiki healer Akira and seasoned sound healer Haley. They're holding Healing Frequencies, a Reiki and sound bath ceremony. The intention for these Reiki and sound ceremonies is to live a more fully embodied and empowered life where we are deeply connected to our creativity, our sensuality, and our divine power. For more info, visit their Instagram pages, and Akira's is sun.healinggoddess, that's goddess spelled with XX, so sun.healinggoddess, and also Haley's Instagram, at haley.gaia, haley.gaia. And next up is a cause that's a bit more closer to home, and it's about Santa Kapwa. If you don't know what Santa Kapwa is, well, Radio Kapwa is an extension of Santa Kapwa. Santa Kapwa is like the body, and Radio Kapwa is just one of the arms. And so, yeah, this announcement is about our fundraising campaign going on right now. And it is brought to you by Terry, Sophia, John Marvin, and Emily. They're embarking on a journey that extends far beyond the confines of a classroom. This is a little part of their school project or their program. And this fundraising campaign is part of their SCPA 321 course in the winter 2024 semester at Concordia University. But its impact will continue long after the course ends. As they said, we are working with Santa Kapwa to raise $2,000 to keep its ongoing monthly programming, such as the Kapwa Walk and Kaartahan, for the rest of 2024. The fund will be used to acquire food and honorarium for its community members. So just going a bit off track here from the official announcement, but if you've ever been to a Santa Kapwa event, most probably Kapwa Walk or Kaartahan, Kapwa Walk is, you know, we go to a random Montreal neighborhood every month and we explore, we get to know each other, and no pressure either, you know, sometimes some people just want to walk, they don't have to talk either, but it's just a good way to connect with your community. That's actually how I got involved. I went to a Kapwa Walk last year. It was one of the first Kapwa Walks, and I started meeting all these amazing people who've been great for my mental health and just my overall well-being. So Kapwa Walk is just very important, I feel. And also Kaartahan, for all the artists in Montreal, especially the Filipinx artists, you know, Santa Kapwa has created this space called Kaartahan. It's a safe space for artists and, you know, other people who just want to be exposed to art, just to gather and just to, like, build off each other, just to enjoy community and feel safe while appreciating art, you know, contributing art. Just being involved in everything that is the arts. And it's brought to you by the Ka Collective, which is another arm or another leg of Santa Kapwa. I've gone to a lot of other Kaartahan events and I always have a great time. So again, just like Kapwa Walk, I feel it's very important for the community. So yeah, please, you know, if you're listening right now and you want to get involved with the Filipino community and you want to, you know, just come around Santa Kapwa. We also got to make sure Santa Kapwa stays around. So please donate. You know, you can find out the link. You can find out the registration info, all that stuff at Santa Kapwa's Instagram page. That's Instagram.com/Santa Kapwa. CENTREKAPWA. Anyway, that's it. That's all. C'est tout pour the community announcements. We've reached the end of our show. So, magandang hapon sa iyo And remember to tune in again next week, Wednesday, at 2 to 3 p.m. on 90.3 FM CKUT. This has been Fanny Cristo, and I'm signing out. Just want to say peace out and one love to all the people of Montreal.
Uncut. It contains strong language and some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
All the Way Live Radio, CKUT 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Most of today's show will be an interview with legendary Canadian producer Mr. Attic from the Grassroots out of Toronto. And after that, the rest of the show will just be some tracks that he produced. I won't be able to fit the whole mix in that I did during the show, but it'll be up on my SoundCloud, so if you want to check out this interview or the mix after, it'll be soundcloud.com/pro-v-2. So Mr. Attic, of course, one third of the Grassroots, alongside Mr. Murray and Born Swift, rest in peace. They put out an album called Passage Through Time. And I regard